time again for Moments of Melody. There's the story of a young lady who grasped a fallen electric wire in front of her father's house. She amused herself by pulling it along and watching the sparks fly. Suddenly, however, as her hand moved to a bare spot on the wire, a tremendous sweep of power surged through her body. She screamed in agony, but was unable to let go because the current contracted the muscles of her hand. Several ran toward her, but no one dared to put out a hand to save her. Then her mother appeared on the scene. "Mother," cried the girl in anguish, "save me! My hands are burning up!" The mother tried, but was hurled to the ground as if by a blow from a club. Finally, a man took an axe and severed the wire and saved the girl's life. This story reminds us of the way the devil tempts people with his enticing wires. And then they find out too late that they are in his grip, and they have been burned badly. St. Paul wrote, "Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand safe against the wiles of Satan." To the Ephesians. "Last of all, I want to say this: your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against the wiles of Satan. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, the evil kings of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings, and great evil princes of darkness rule this world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you will still be standing up." You may expect the attack of Satan today. Remember the words of St. Paul. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it is all over, you will still be standing up.